Welcome to the Morning by Morning podcast, where we discuss faith, relationships, and life advice. Grab a cup of coffee or your favorite cozy drink and start the day with us. Welcome back, everybody, to the podcast. I'm very excited today because we have Olivia back.
Yay!
If you've been listening for a while, you know Olivia used to be on every single episode. So every once in a while, we have to get her back and, you know, relive the olden days. So
that's right. Yes.
Did you think of a gratitude?
I have one. Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. How about you go first?
Okay. So our furnace broke this morning, and I'm thankful that it's not going to be super cold.
That's
so
good.
While it's not working, and we've been trying to have our landlords replace it for years, and I think they finally are going to replace it.
Good.
Yes. So if the guy who came by said if she accepts his bid or whatever that's called, he can come by Wednesday. So,
oh my gosh, so you don't have heat till Wednesday?
Yeah, so that's bad.
Yeah.
But that's good, though, that we can get a new one because that has been needed. Ours is like the oldest unit out of our whole row.
Wow.
So anyway, I'm grateful for that, even though it's bad. Like, it happened on a Friday when I was home, so like I can definitely see God's hand on it, even though it's not fun. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are expensive, so I know why they're dragging their feet, because
yes,
we are just praying we, at a minimum, make it through this winter, because ours is older than we are, and that's not good for a furnace, so.
Right, yes, I will be praying that yours does not break.
At least, okay, so everyone, I'll make this quick, because no one cares, but Everyone talks about, you know, oh, if you get a new one, like, it's more efficient, you'll save money, and I'm like, yeah, whatever, it's thousands of dollars, And I'm just watching my electricity bill just go up so much every month. I'm like, okay, they weren't kidding.
That's what Elijah's like. He's like, yes, I'm excited to get something a little bit more efficient, so hopefully we pay less. So
you will, yeah. That'll be nice.
But we don't have to pay for it. Our landlord does. So that's a totally different story if you have to pay for it.
Yeah. So we'll just hopefully get through the winter. But I'm glad they at least can come soon. That still seems like several days, but you're right. At least it's not like the below freezing temperatures again.
Yes. Right. Exactly. So it happened at the best time, I guess it could. So.
Yeah. Well, my gratitude is that my gift cards to Starbucks from Christmas time are still going strong.
Yes!
I got so many Starbucks cards. Okay, that's not even true. I got a few Starbucks cards, and then Andrew got a couple, and he gave them to me because he doesn't care about Starbucks.
That's the best.
So, I know. So, I was like, okay, cool. And so I've just been going all the time, and I don't have to feel guilty because it's free. And so I'm grateful for my iced coffee that I'm currently enjoying.
Good. That's what Elijah told me. I need to get the app like you guys have.
So you should. You get free stuff. I mean, like, you earn points every time you go, and then you eventually get free stuff.
Yeah. And I always get gift cards. So that's the time I go, but I get quite a few. So I need to use that.
Yeah, even if you're spending a gift card, you get points. And then once you get so many points, you get a free drink. And it's just nice.
That is nice.
So, yep, grateful for that. And we're going to a wedding this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. I think it'll be hopefully a reunion. And I don't even know who all's coming, but I'm hoping to see some college people. So that'll be fun.
That will be fun. Is Andrew in the wedding?
Yes, he's the best man.
Oh.
So rehearsal tonight, it'll be busy. I'm just showing up, and I told her, the bride, I was like, I just have to be there because Andrew's there, so feel free to give me a job. I'm just going to be hanging out.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That's fun.
All right. So today, if anyone remembers from the summer, we did a summer favorites episode and just talked about like what we're currently enjoying and learning and whatever. That episode was with Peyton. So we're doing a winter version today with Olivia, and we're just going to go through 10 different categories of what we're currently doing in the winter time.
Yeah.
Should I start? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so the first one is starting. And I started my YouTube channel back.
Yay! I've been enjoying it.
Thank you. I appreciate the support. I told Hydro, was like my last go around. It feels different than that time. You know, it was 2 years ago. I feel like I've grown as who I am as a person. Lots has happened in life. And so I definitely want to, I think I had a lot of weird insecurities then. And I mean, not that I don't still have insecurities, but I'm like, I'm going to actually really give this a true go. So we'll see what happens. I wish I wouldn't have stopped 2 years ago and just would have kept going, because it doesn't really matter about the view as long as you're enjoying it. But yeah, I'm back at it. That's my goal.
And I don't remember from like the top, because I watched them, but it was 2 years ago. So I feel like now, and this might have been true before, but I feel like now you have a specific like type of videos, like you're like curating, like here's my like home, like I don't know, it seems like cozy home videos. And I feel maybe it was like that before, but I just like the ones I've seen recently, I'm like, oh, it's really nice. Like you just kind of have like a category of videos that I think people will find one that they enjoy and then they'll like the other ones because it's kind of like similar ideas.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I thought everything, because I love taking care of my home, and so my body's my home, my family, you know, even some shopping, I feel like, because that's for my home, you know, I feel like I can do a lot of things with it. And I kind of did that beforehand, but I think I had a different mindset. But I'm like, no, I love being at my house. Like that's important to me, making my home feel cozy and inviting and comforting. So why don't I do a whole YouTube channel about that?
Right. And then I think people will see that and be like, oh, I want to do that project that I saw, or I want to do that recipe, even like whether they're in the same life season as you or not. That's
right.
Still, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's me. What are you starting?
Okay. So two things. First of all, I am attempting, it's still January, but I'm starting a goal of trying to be outside every day this year. And we'll see. So far, so good. It's early. And then the other thing, I don't even know. I didn't know if I should write this down as starting, because I don't know that it's permanent. But I deleted Instagram off of my phone. And that was probably just like a week ago only. So it's new. And I wasn't necessarily deleting it with the intent to be done forever. But I was just noticing, I'm like, okay, I'd already kind of like pared down who I was following, and I made sure I wasn't just like following a bunch of people. I didn't really care about their content or whatever. I was like, I'm only going to follow people that I genuinely enjoy and I think that they're interesting and positive and whatever. So I already did that, and I was like, that'll keep me from spending too much time on my phone. And I had last year a time limit, and if I had spent 20 minutes combined on Instagram and or Pinterest, it would say you're out of time and I'd have to put in my code. So like sometimes that helped me and I'm like, cool, I'm done. And the other times I'm like, whatever, I'm just gonna put in my code because I was watching something.
See, I have that, and I like ignore it all the time.
Yes,
like, it is the point. Then I like, I appreciate that this is your goal, because like I need to do that as well, you know.
And I was ignoring it, not all the time, but like in 2021, I was like, okay, I'm not getting on my phone, that's not true. I'm not getting on social media like before my Bible time, and I'm not getting on it after 9 p.m. And I had that 20 minute time. Like that was like my thing before. And I think because I was ignoring it all the time, I just deleted the screen time thing, because I'm like, this is annoying. I don't think I go that much over 20 minutes. And some days I don't even hit the limit. So I'm just deleting it. And so that though did not work. So then just the past, well, again, I guess it's been about a week. So like there were a few days in a row where I was like, literally, I'm just picking up my phone because either I'm bored or it's too quiet, or I'm on my lunch break and I'm eating by myself, and so I want to be entertained. And I was like, I have just wasted so much time. And this is turning long. I'm almost done. But especially,
no, I appreciate this conversation, because I feel the same way. I need to be you. I need to be you, really. I need to be better about it.
It is hard. And I've even talked on the podcast about that before, like having seasons and times where I'm like, wow, I really noticed that I'm being more intentional about having quiet in my life and in my day. And like, I just got into a, I don't know what happened the past month or so, I guess. And so anyways, there was one night where I was waiting on Andrew to come home, and you know, he was coming home later than me, and I felt like I had done everything I needed to do for the day, and I was like, I'm just gonna relax. And I sat on my phone, and first of all, I checked all of the, like, I watched everyone's stories of people I'm actually subscribed to, but mm-hmm. then I ran out of things to watch, so I literally, like, clicked the little search bar and just, like, scrolled through random stuff from random people. I don't even know who they are. I'm not gonna follow them. And I was like, literally, I'm just trying to entertain my mind so I don't have to, like, be creative or come up with something else to do while I wait for him to come home.
Right, right.
And so that was the moment. I was like, nope, we're done. And I just deleted it off my phone. And like immediately I was like, oh, but what if I miss, you know, so-and-so's update on, you know, this person's in Hawaii and I'm liking watching their stuff because I want to see what's cool to do in Hawaii or like whatever, mm-hmm. dumb stuff like that, that like I don't actually need to see. But
right.
I was like, what if I miss out on this or that? And I was like, nope, we just need a break. And so, again, not permanent, probably, but
mm-hmm.
I did it. And I texted a couple of people. They're like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had Instagram or Facebook for, like, a couple months. And it's great. And I barely miss it. And I'm like, okay. So
right.
The test is whether – and it's been about a week. And I think I have – you know, I still will watch YouTube. And I still have like Pinterest and Snapchat. So like I still have things I do on my phone that are entertainment, but
mm-hmm.
it's not as much of a draw because those things are not updated as constantly as Instagram. And I feel like there's not like once I'm like, oh, okay, I've watched like the videos that I want to see. And like then maybe there's nothing I want to watch for like 3 days. So
right. Right.
I don't know. So far no. So good. And I probably will get it back, but I am enjoying like I'm just not wasting as much time. So,
yeah, no, I'm really proud of you of that because I, on Facebook, especially, well, in Instagram too, I have people from like back home
mm-hmm.
that I feel like, oh, but if I don't like look at it, I'm not going to know what's going on in their lives.
Right.
Somehow I still feel apart. But honestly, and this is not to everybody. So if somebody randomly is hearing this, it doesn't necessarily mean it's to you. But like, I have reached out to other people and like, just not really a friendly response
mm-hmm.
or like no response at all. And I'm like, why then do I care to see what they post on social media if they don't even want to really have a conversation with me personally?
Right.
That's fine if they don't want to have a conversation, but the story of that is why then do I care so much on social media?
Right. Yeah, I agree. And I hit that point too with Facebook at least. And Facebook, I deleted off my phone a long time ago. I still have Messenger, mm-hmm. but like it's been, I don't know how long since I've had Facebook on my phone, at least months, maybe a year now. I don't know. But that I will only get on my computer, which I just don't reach for as often as my phone.
Right.
And I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, I'm not going to know what's happening with these people or whatever. And first of all, I noticed that some people I had as friends, I'm like, wow, we were never actually friends when we were in the same space in person. So why do we need to be friends on here?
Right.
And then kind of same thing as Instagram. I went through and I deleted a bunch of people and not like to be rude or like, I don't care about you, but it's like,
right.
It's just not necessary for to see this much like content of someone else's life who we don't have a relationship at all. So
right.
I had already kind of like gotten rid of some stuff on there and like don't get on there very much. And I realized, again, not with Instagram, I don't know yet, but like with Facebook, I realized I didn't really miss it because I would get on there and be like, okay, did I miss anything important? And I would scroll for like 2 minutes and see everything I needed to see and be like, you know what? I didn't really miss anything. Like,
right. Yeah.
So anyways, I don't know if it'll turn into that or feel like that. And I do like Instagram as far as just like being creative. Like I still use it for the podcast sometimes. And like, I still do like to see, like I said, when friends like travel or like, I don't know, that's kind of fun. Yeah. Or to send like funny videos. But I for sure am enjoying the break. Well,
yes,
I'll update at some point on how that's going or if I went back to it. But I have been enjoying like realizing, hey, I don't need this to like fill my moments and my time. Right. And
yes,
you know what? Everything still goes on. And if I really wanted to look up a specific person or what's happening, I can without having constant access to it on my phone.
Yeah, no, that's so true. I was thinking recently, it's like, do I really want my future kids to see me on my phone as much as I am?
Yes.
And I'm like, there's so much that I think about what I want to like teach my kids and show my kids. And it's like, that doesn't start when you have kids. That should start before you have kids, and making that a habit and a part of your routine in your life. So that's one of the things that I was thinking about as well. I definitely would not want my kids to see how much I'm on my phone. So obviously that means that's not a good thing.
Right. No, I agree with you. That stuff doesn't start now, because I do feel like we have those thoughts sometimes, like, oh, I'll change this habit when I have kids, or I'll, you know, do whatever, like I'll be more intentional about family time. And it's like, literally when we spend hours on our phone just watching other people's like highlights, it's like you're literally missing out on whoever is in your life right now and on like the season of life you're in right now. And that sounds so dramatic. And if you don't spend a ton of time on your phone, like that's probably not true. But I'm just thinking, like, I've been in groups of friends before and like we're hanging out and I look over and someone's literally just like scrolling their phone. I'm like, okay, like I know that most of your friends are sitting right here. like why do you need to see what this random person in this other state or this other country is doing when you have like real people trying to have conversations with you? And
yes.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just that's something true. I feel like I'm kind of learning and like just seeing how it goes. And I don't think it has to be all or nothing, like, oh, it's all bad. And
no,
I get rid of all of it. But it's like, yeah, I'm just kind of seeing what other options there might be for like how I use it and how often and whatever.
That's great. I'm proud of you. I need to do the same.
Yeah. Well, if you do, give me an update. And I know, hopefully she doesn't care that I'm sharing this, but like I was talking to Peyton about it and she said she hasn't had it for like a long time. And like, cause like I'll send her, I'm like, hey, did you see this? And she's like, no. And it's, I don't know. I like, she was one of the people that I was like, oh, she's doing it. I can, you know, like right. I could do that and I would feel better off. So.
Yeah. I mean, cause think about how much too on social media you don't even think about, but it causes you to like look in the mirror at yourself and find whatever, a certain flaw, or you look at your house because somebody has a better house than you in your mind. And like, it just causes so much stuff, especially as like a Christian. It's not even like right thoughts that we're even allowing in our minds. And you don't even think about it unless you're really conscientious about it and intentional.
Right. And okay, last thing real quick. This was YouTube, because like I said, I haven't been on Instagram, but I was watching one of Milena Cicciotti's videos on YouTube. And I just feel like there's kind of a trend, because she's not the only one I've heard talking about stuff like this, of like, I don't know, just getting back to like a simpler mindset and like truth, and not just all the stuff that we're talking about too. Like, she was talking about like basically really like getting rid of some like beauty things like she was doing, because she's like, why? Like, that's not like what you said, like we shouldn't always be trying to like fix every single thing or be so obsessed with like comparing. And I don't know, I just think it's nice to hear people, especially people like her who literally make money from stuff like that, saying, you know what, that is not the most important thing. So
right, exactly.
Anyways, we can go on to number two, but yeah, I just thought that was interesting.
I think we might have to make this into two podcasts.
We'll see what we end up with.
Yeah. Or you can okay. Track way down.
That's true.
Okay.
All right. What are you cooking recently?
I have been using the air fryer.
Yes. Same.
So Bailey and I got air fryers from my mother-in-law, her mom, and dad, I guess.
Yeah, and dad. Thanks, dad. I don't think he listens, but mom does.
And you know what? I would not have gone out to buy an air fryer myself. And so many people have told me, like, oh my gosh, they're amazing. Even my own sister has one and she's like loved it forever. And I just would never have gone out and bought one on my own personally. But since I was given one, I'm like, oh my gosh, kind of amazing. So
yeah,
I've been enjoying that.
I agree. And same thing. I literally have had one on my Amazon wish list for probably like 2 years. I'm like, I just don't want to pay that. And like, especially at our old kitchen, there was just not even space, honestly, for something else. And so I feel like it was just good timing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I did really want this. I just didn't want to buy it. So
yeah.
I also wrote that down. We've been using the air fryer, and this is more baking than cooking, I guess. But I made a lot of cookies this winter.
Oh, you did?
Like a lot, yes. which was, you know, not the healthiest, but.
Because you got a nice new oven, or, you know, I think it's nicer than your other one was.
It's nice. Yeah. Thankfully, it didn't break when I thought it was breaking. So, yeah, lots of cookies. Using the air fryer. I feel like I'm still learning all that it can do, but it's nice. I feel like it just opens up a whole new realm of opportunities. Like on Pinterest, like I'm like, oh, if I literally search air fryer stuff, there's all this stuff I couldn't make before that is exciting.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if you like okra, but
I don't know. I think I've always been too scared to try.
Okay. Well, I like it. And I think Elijah's first time of having okra was somewhat recently, like within the past few years. And at Walmart, they have in the frozen section breaded okra, but it's not really actually breaded. It's just like what would that be called? Like just flour and seasoning. It's not.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. It's not like thick.
Yeah. And it's not like pre-fried or whatever. We did that in the air fryer and you're supposed to fry it. But we did it in the air fryer and it tastes the same exact way I thought of it fried. And it's way healthier, but then
and easier to clean up.
Oh my goodness, that's one thing that we really enjoyed.
Deep frying is a disaster to clean up.
Oh, I know. And then we just got just regular okra, so I haven't tried that yet. But just even random things like that we've done, and I'm like, oh, I really like that. And you don't have to do any preheating time, and our oven takes forever to preheat. So, just even that alone, I think on some things have cut the time down, which is nice.
Also, how did the wings in the air fryer turn out?
Oh, yeah. They turned out really good.
Okay. Like, that is good to know. I really want to try, but I was like, I want to let them see if it works good.
Yeah. I mean, I think we both thought that we didn't think there was really any difference between them being fried and air fried.
That's amazing. And way less oil and stuff that you're eating. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, some things you do, I think you're supposed to like rub like oil on it, but it can be like a healthier oil, like olive oil.
Yeah. Healthier. And also like, it's not literally soaking in it for minutes at a time.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. The only thing is you are right. Are you leaving it on your counter?
Well, okay. We have this little, I guess it would be called a microwave cart. I don't really know what it's called. Like this little thing that comes with a couple of stools, like a little half table kind of that can fold down. So right now I have it on that just because I found a spot where it can sit on there and reach an outlet, but I technically could keep it on the counter if I like, there is room. I just like that it doesn't seem very cluttered when I have it off on that little table.
Yeah. Well, we have to put it in the basement. And so that is the only kind of inconvenience, you know, you got to like go downstairs and grab it, but
yeah,
we have our electric skillet down there, so we've already kind of done that, so it doesn't really make it that big of a difference, but it would be nice in our next house if it could just like have a home upstairs.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
All right. Okay,
what are you drinking recently?
You go first because I've gone first.
Okay. So two things. I did go on kind of a long hot chocolate run for a bit where, like, in the evenings, that just sounded so cozy. Like, I've never loved hot chocolate, like, craved it necessarily, but, like, you know, there's been winters I maybe have it, like, just a couple of times. But something this winter, I was like, something happened. I don't know. But I was like, I really want that, like, you know, a couple times a week or something. And so I think I'm done because I used up what I had. And so I'm like, all right, I'm, you know, Christmas is done. I think I might be done for now. But I did have a lot of that. And then also making lattes at home, iced lattes. Mm-hmm. I've really been enjoying that.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
So for Christmas, I don't ever buy myself stuff. So what was that? For my birthday, I asked your parents for cereal for my birthday. Cereal. Like, that's me. So, Elijah got me other stuff for Christmas. But one thing he got me is, have you ever tried the concentrated chai tea mixture stuff?
No. Only, like, a tea bag.
Okay. This is, like, I should have wrote down what it's called. But it's a concentrated tea. And you mix it with milk. It's really good. And my sister got me on it But I don't, it's kind of a treat, so I don't buy it. But at Costco, you got a 3-pack for a pretty good deal. So Elijah got me that.
Nice.
And so I'm drinking that right now, actually. And then, okay, I do not know how to pronounce this. It's C-O-L-O-M-B-E.
Colum. I don't know. Colum?
Okay, well, it's like La Colum. Like, let's say that's what it's called.
I think I've heard people say La Colum, and they also might be wrong, but that sounds familiar to me.
Okay, it's coffee.
Okay.
But it's in, like, a little can, and it's kind of like a latte. I pour it over ice, and it has froth on the top. And Elijah got me, it was like a limited Christmas thing special. It's peppermint. And I was concerned it was going to be like really sweet and really pepperminty, and it's not. It's like a perfect little mixture, and it's not something I would want in the morning, like my morning cup of coffee, but like an extra second cup.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tasty. So, and I've been wanting to try this brand. They have other kinds too, but I like it. So
that's good to know.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun little treat without going to like Starbucks or something.
Yeah, I love a little extra coffee in the afternoon or something. And I agree with you. Like when I first wake up, usually if I'm going to have coffee, I want it to be hot.
Yeah.
But if it's like later in the day or I'm out and about, I'll get cold. Or honestly, if I choose not to immediately have coffee in the morning, like when I'm leaving for work, I can make an iced coffee and then drink it for like 2 hours. But like when I first wake up, I'm not into ice.
Right, yeah. And I don't really want anything. I just want just a neutral cup of coffee in the morning. Nothing crazy on my palate.
Right. Agreed. All right. What are you wearing recently?
Well, I was trying to think about that one, and I don't have anything in particular. It's just been a lot of random stuff because it's been hot and then cold. Hot.
Yes.
So I've like been weirdly going to my summer stuff, but then I'm like, okay, but I still need like a cardigan or a jacket. So it's kind of been weird, our temperature recently.
It has. I know. There's been days I'm like, wow, I can go on a walk outside like just with sleeves, like no jacket or anything. And other days I'm like, okay, my skin hurts out here.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Those are the options.
Yeah. But what have you been wearing?
Okay, I wrote down two things. The first thing is I have Minnetonka, that's the brand, I think that's how you say it, Minnetonka slippers, and they have fur on the inside.
Oh.
And, like, I just never stop wearing them. As soon as I get home, I take off my real shoes, and I put on my fuzzy slippers, and they're so warm and comfortable, and they've got, like, kind of hard bottoms, like if you needed to like go outside or just get your mail or something, you can wear them out there, but they're perfect. And I asked for them, I feel like they're from, I don't know, last year, I don't remember, but they're perfect. I would actually, I'll link them. I think everyone should own them.
Oh.
Just kidding. I would wait for a sale because the brand, it just depends on like how much there, but I think I asked for them for a gift, and they've lasted a couple winters now, and I love them. And then my second thing I wrote down, and my sister will hate this if she's listening, is that I just love right now anything with a collar, like a button up, or I have this like quarter zip pullover thing that I'm loving. And I got a new jacket that has a collar on it. I don't know. She hates collars, and I've been into them recently.
There's nothing wrong with a good collar.
I know.
I should say, this is my always into thing during the wintertime. I wear vests nonstop. I don't know why, but I have an obsession with vests.
Maybe I should get a vest. I feel like you and I have some other friends and family who have them, and I'm like, wow, that's cute, and it looks really warm, and I just have literally never gotten one or not. I just haven't reached for them. Like, I'll even see them in the store sometimes, and I'm like, that's cute.
Yeah. And
I don't know.
I feel like if I'm wearing just a simple outfit and I put on a vest that goes with it, it feels like it just elevates any look. Like, I could wear a t-shirt and leggings and put a vest on, and I feel cuter.
Okay. You've inspired me to keep an eye out for a good vest.
Okay. Yes. When you, at least when you see one, try it on and see how it makes you feel.
See if it makes you feel like more fashionable. Okay, what next? Oh, what are we reading?
I last year, with Elijah, had the goal of reading our Bible in 1 year. And I did not succeed. We got way behind. And I think we just kind of like fell off and then started reading other things.
Yeah.
Like in our Bible. And so it wasn't even worth to like pick up where we were. And so this year we're like, no, we're going to do it. And I think what made a difference is last year we did it like on our phone app, because that the app that we have has like a 1 year Bible read thing. And I don't know if it's just me, but it feels different holding it in my hands.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
And so, yeah, it's just an easier thing also that you have just sitting out. It's not on your phone. So you can have it. I have it on my coffee table right now. And anytime I see it, I'm like, okay, we got to read it tonight or whatever. So I think that that's going to work out better this year, so that we can like physically see how much we've read already.
Mm-hmm.
And how much we have to go. So, yeah. And I like this translation better, too. It's New Living Translation, which I've never read before. And I actually really like that translation. I usually do ESV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I have only had one New Living before, and it was during high school. And I just used it, like, I kept it in my locker. And, like, when we went to Bible class, I would use it. And I remember liking it.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have NIV.
Yeah, I think somehow, I don't know, somebody was giving it away, and so I took it because it's like I said, it's a 1 year thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, the Bible itself is like meant, like it divides it up for 1 year.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it has like the day, and like right now we're reading Genesis, Matthew, a Psalms, and a Proverbs.
Get it.
And so I like that. It's like that Bible is that. So mm-hmm. it breaks it down to, you know, exactly how much you have to read.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I would, if I were doing a 1 year plan, I would need it to be broken up for me and be like, here's where to start and stop.
Yes, exactly. Because then I wouldn't know. Yeah, that would overwhelm me.
Well, I am impressed. And when we get to the end of the year, I will want to hear how you liked doing that. Because I have tried before too, and I just felt overwhelmed.
It does. It feels overwhelming. And like when you miss a day, you feel like you're already behind.
Yes.
Failed. And so which we already are behind, but it's fine. We've read like, we doubled up a couple days, and I'm just giving myself grace and know that even if it takes longer than a year, I think it would be a cool accomplishment to say that we read the Bible in a year.
Yeah.
Or, you know, read it all, I guess, all the way through, because I've never even read all the way through. Have you? Mm-hmm.
I did, but it took me 3 years this time.
Yeah.
Because I marked, I had a, actually that was my 2022, I had to remember what year it was,
mm-hmm.
goal was to finish the plan I was on. And it took me 3 years because I did basically a chapter a day. And that's about what it added up to. Like, I'm sure here and there, like if traveling or something, I probably missed a few days. And then some days, if it was short, I would read two chapters. So it was basically a chapter a day, and it took me a long time, but I did finally finish it. So now I am in Psalms, just because this last time when I was reading, if there was something that I wanted to like spend more time on, or like a book that I was like, wow, that was so good, I want to go back to it, I just like kept myself a list of like what books I wanted to read when I was done with my plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just jumped right into Psalms when I finished, and that's what I'm reading now. And let's see. Oh, I'm reading a book for work, which is like a nonfiction. It's called Hero Maker. But I'm reading it for work. So I feel like that's not like my on the side for fun book. Like it feels like homework, even though it's really good stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I'm still in a season of just reaching for fiction when I have free time to read besides like my Bible time.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been good. It is like, again, I wouldn't have picked it, but as I'm reading, it's definitely like things are jumping out to me and I'm like marking in it. And then I still have not finished Taking Charge of Your Fertility, which I started, I don't know, probably 6 months ago. I feel like, I don't remember. I probably shared on the podcast at some point about it. So it's just a huge book and I don't reach for it because, again, I just always want to read fiction. So
yeah,
I've not been inspired.
Is it more educational, or is it like, I mean, I know it's
educational, yeah.
But is it like a fun read? Like, is it fun or is it like science?
I would say not super fun, but not science. It's in between. Like, it's not like reading a textbook, but kind of. Like, basically, it's all about natural family planning and like cycle tracking and like just, I don't know, all kinds of. I don't know. I've talked about it a little bit before, but I feel like it's helpful for just learning like what's happening in your body during your cycle. And it has things, whether you like want to get pregnant, whether you're preventing and you're trying to do it naturally, or literally if you just want to like learn how your body is working and like what it needs during different state, like parts of it. So I don't know, like it's good. And when I actually pick it up, I'm like, wow, this is really helpful information and it's interesting. But I just have not been reaching for it. So, and it's so thick. Like if you look up that book, it is, I want to know how many pages. It's very long.
Wow. Yeah. I can understand that. I wouldn't want to pick that up either.
Yeah. And I had like several people recommend it. And like this girl at work was like, yeah, I finished it and like made it sound like it was quick. And I'm like, well, it's taking me a long time, but
yeah.
Anyways, so that's kind of on the side, but I'm ready to, I've got a list of fiction books I want to read, so we'll get there.
Yes, I'm not very good at reading. I always aspire to read. It's something that I think I enjoy, but then to actually pick up a book is complicated. But now that I have with my iPad and I've got an app that's like linked or whatever to our library, I have like borrowed more books and things from just the app, and I think that has helped me a little bit. It's just like, oh, I hear about a book, I go look at it, I borrow it, kind of thing.
And that's nice.
Like buy it or go to the library. It's just fast. But
yeah, that's really convenient. All right, what have you been watching?
I have been watching Full House.
Cute. That would be fun to go back through.
Yeah, so that's what we've been doing in the evening. We are bad about like just sitting on the couch and eating dinner. We don't really sit at our table.
Yeah.
Which is not probably the best, but whatever, that's what it is. And so for something just kind of entertaining in 30 minutes, like a good dinner amount.
Yes.
Watch that. And that has been really fun. And I didn't really realize how much I enjoyed it until going back and watching it again. So that's been fun.
I was going to say, I agree with you that I don't know what the percentage is, but like sometimes we will also just eat dinner while watching something because we've got these little like TV trays and we can sit on our couch and it's just cozy and
yeah,
whatever. So yeah, we do eat at the table sometimes too, but it just depends on the day. And we've been watching Friends recently. That has been kind of our go-to show if we are both like sitting down together to watch something, because like we each probably would pick, like there's probably stuff like I would pick if he's not watching or he would pick if I'm not watching, but if we're both sitting down together, we are watching Friends recently. That's been good. And then also I've been watching Emily in Paris. That's on Netflix. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Should I be watching it? Is it good?
I think it's good. I was trying to advertise this to Micah before. Maybe I told her and Peyton and Sarah. I don't know. I was trying to get people into it that I was like surprised no one had seen it before. Basically, it's just like very kind of lighthearted drama, I guess. Like it's just like a happy feeling because you're watching, basically it's an American girl, it's Emily, the actress is Lily Collins, but she goes to Paris for this job and basically she gets there and everyone's like, why are you here? Like, she doesn't speak French, she doesn't get the culture, and like she just kind of makes a fool of herself sometimes, but then she eventually ends up like just being really good at her job and like just enjoying the culture and stuff. And I don't know, it's just cute. Like, and it's very like fashion based, I guess you could say. Like, her job is within like an industry where they just show a lot of like different fashion and scenery, and there's like musical parts of it. It's just cute. I don't know.
That's so cute.
It's probably not everyone's cup of tea, but it's just like a lighthearted thing. Like I can turn that on and it's just happy, and you don't have to like pay so close of attention the whole time because it's not like a mystery or like, you know, it's just chill. So.
Right. Okay. I'm looking at it right now on my phone.
It's cute. And I will say that Andrew doesn't hate it. He probably would not seek it out, but if I turn it on, like, he'll laugh sometimes. Like,
yeah,
he'll watch it. He's not gonna pick it, but he'll watch. So
yeah, well, I'm gonna have to watch that.
Yeah, it's cute.
I kind of need something, because yeah, we do the same thing. We have the things that we watch together, and then we have things that we watch separately.
Yeah, that might be a you show without Elijah, but
yeah. And I'm kind of in the need for a one on just my watching time, so yeah. I'll have to try that out.
Try it, let me know what you think.
I will. So what have you been crafting?
Okay, so I kind of cheated mm-hmm. with crafting, because I haven't been legit crafting. Like I sure. haven't been doing something super like artsy or DIY besides like working on little stuff with our house. Mm-hmm. It's not like craft, because in my mind a craft is like outside of my like house projects, maybe not. But I would say, as far as I just cheated and I called it like, what am I creating? That's how I had to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working on a couple of photo books right now, which it's still January, but I want to finish up my 2022 one. I'm like, okay, let's get that done and ordered.
Yeah.
And then this is really small, but I thought it was fun to make the little invitation for the bachelorette party, which you probably got.
Yes, I did.
That was fun because I found one on Etsy and it was so cute and you couldn't buy it. It was unavailable. And I was like, I bet I could make something like that. And it was kind of fun to just like design something.
Yeah.
I most certainly did put the wrong dates on it, but it was cute.
I did not even notice it, though. I honestly did not.
I put the dates for Saturday, Sunday, so.
That's okay. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, so that was fun. So I guess that's more, like, digital creating with both of those things. Like, I do like a craft, and I do like, you know, occasionally, like, painting or different things. But I, like, yeah, I just haven't done anything, like, as much with my hands as far as creating.
I feel like that's crafty.
Okay. Well, then sure. That's what I've been crafting.
Good. Well, I made baby blocks
for yes, I saw.
Your cousin. And then the other thing that we've been working on, and so I feel like I did kind of cheated this too a little bit, I guess. We have been working on stretching Elijah's deer hide.
Oh.
Because after he like does this whole process to keep the hair secure
mm-hmm.
and like gave it a bath in my bathtub, like not think about. And,
no, that's funny.
And so then as it dries, it kind of shrivels up a little bit mm-hmm. and it gets hard. And so you have to stretch it and to make it soft. And
if you keep stretching it, it'll stay soft.
Yes. Like if you, like once you get it, to my understanding, once you do get it to, once it reaches softness, it will stay soft.
Okay. Interesting.
I think. Kind of like moves like a blanket more. Excuse me. But so, yeah, we have been doing that. And honestly, I would have never thought I would be touching, you know, a hide and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I've grown and now I do touch the hive. And I think it's easier to know, like, it is clean, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we've been kind of doing that. I've been helping him, and it is an arm workout, because I mean, it's not like a simple thing. You have to really stretch it and work it. And so that's been kind of interesting. But I shouldn't be too grossed out by it, because it's his buck that he got this year, or mm-hmm. I guess last November. And so I want to drape it across my bed.
Oh, okay.
I think that would be pretty.
So it will be like a blanket.
It will be, but I'm not going to, like, cuddle up with this. Jim be, like, right. at the foot of the bed, you know, kind of thing.
Okay. Wow. I had no idea that is what people did. Like, that's how the process.
Yeah. It's a long process. It takes a long time. Yeah.
Sounds like it. Yeah, that definitely counts. That's, like, a whole big project.
Yeah. Well, I've only helped with stretching. But oh my gosh. I encourage Elijah to take the hide, so...
There you go. You started it.
I did. Because you have to pay, like, it's not much, but for the place to, like, take it off mm-hmm. of the deer, you have to pay $10. So you do have to commit to it. You know, it's like, if you want,
but
pay some money for it. So,
right.
But it's not much. But once you've got it, then you better, it's worth it to do it.
Right. Preserve it.
Yeah.
Nice. What have you been listening to?
So I haven't been listening to anything super recent, but when we go on trips and, like, I'm trying to think when we did that last time. I guess in October when we went on a trip with my family, Elijah and I like to listen to the Narnia series.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Narnia? What is that called? Is that?
Yeah. Series? No, I think it's
the Chronicles of Narnia, right?
There you go. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So we've been enjoying listening to those when we go on trips. So I want to listen to another one, when we go down with your family, next weekend.
Oh yeah. Is it like an audiobook or YouTube or what?
So my parents actually have DVDs or okay. I guess I should say CDs of them that they're really well done, but nice. And my vehicle has a CD player, but the last one, because I keep forgetting to borrow my parents, we just found it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fun. I never really think to do, like, audiobooks. I always just choose music or podcasts, and very occasionally radio, but I don't ever think about...
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun. I have, well, my tried and true things. I always listen to Taylor Swift, and the podcast I listen to the most is called What We Said. Those are, like, all the time. No matter what, I'm going to listen to those. And then the very recent one, though, is my friend Lauren. Hi, Lauren, if you're listening. I don't even know if she is. But she suggested this artist called Lizzie McAlpine. And so I listened to her a little bit this week, and I really like her sound. I think she's like early 20s. I guess I would, just from the little bit I've heard, I would call her music kind of like indie, I guess. But most of what I heard so far was like breakup type songs. I was like, okay, I need some variety, but her voice is really good. And so I kind of enjoyed that. I was like, wow, I haven't like sought out a new person to listen to. Like, I always just sit there and I'm like, okay, Taylor Swift, all right, now let's listen to Harry Styles, now let's listen to Maverick City. Like, I don't change it up that much,
right?
So it was nice. Like, I need other people to do that for me and be like, wow, this is really good, and not me just listen to a bunch of bad music to find the good ones. Yeah. So
I do enjoy a good Harry Styles song, though.
Right? You can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
He was my, like, getting ready music the other day. I was like, I just want something kind of happy and upbeat.
Yeah, they're fun.
Okay, 9 is, what have we been feeling recently?
You go first.
Okay. This, like, I could go really deep with this, but I'll try not to. Okay. Because it'll be long. I've been talking to a few people recently about how I am feeling that God might want me in the near future to kind of, what's the word? I guess, like, be open to a new opportunity, whether that means, like, joining something or being involved in something or, like, serving as a volunteer in some way. Like, I think the whole COVID time / moving, getting married, we had a loss in the family, so there's, like, grief. Like, there was all these things happening at one time that I felt like I just, like, closed off to everything else. Like, I just kept saying no to everything. I was like, nothing extra. When I was a teacher, I was like, no, I will not be involved with this group. No, I will not coach some sort of scholastic bowl. Like, I was like, no, I'm not doing anything outside of what is absolutely required. And I was so protective of my time and, like, I had zero interest in doing anything extra. Like, I felt like I needed to do that at that time. It felt like survival mode. Mm-hmm. And there was just a lot going on. And it was, like, kind of heavy in some ways, like, just that whole time period. But I've, like, started realizing, and I'm sure a lot of this came from switching jobs, but I'm realizing that I feel like I don't need to live in that space anymore. Like, I don't need to be so survival mode and so, like, just focused on me and my family. And, like, I feel like I'm gaining a capacity to, like, give back now a little bit, or, like, join in something where before I was like, nope, nothing extra, nothing after I get off work, nothing on the whole, like, And that was good too, because, like we talked about before, like, I was a people pleaser for a while, and I would just say yes to things, and I was, like, involved in things that stressed me out and whatever. So, like, I think I did need to learn to have boundaries, but now I think I'm like, okay, I've learned to say no, I've learned to protect my time and, like, myself and not overbook things and whatever. And so now I just have this feeling like I need to be open, I guess. And I definitely am not about to say yes to everything, and I don't want to, like, go back to feeling the way I did before, but I'm feeling like I can add something. And so yeah, I want to be wise with that. Like, I don't want to just jump into the first thing that comes along and be like, yeah, sure, I'll lead this thing that I, like, don't want to do. And it doesn't even have to be, like, a leadership thing. I just am, like, thinking of possibilities. I'm like, it could literally be like, oh, I'm going to join a small group at church or something. Like, it doesn't have to be big, but I just had zero interest in anything outside of, like, just regular work before. And so, yeah, I think just within this year, I am open to adding something to my life, and I have not felt that way in a while. So we'll see what happens.
No, that's cool and exciting. I kind of understand, because for a while, like when we got married and then COVID and stuff, I didn't really have, like, friends, connections here. So there really wasn't, like, a lot going on besides, I mean, there was a lot going on, but not a lot of, like, people asking me to do things. And, like, beforehand, when I was, you know, living in my family's town, I was so busy doing a lot of things. And so that was kind of different. And now for me, like, my church contacted me, you know, to like help on Wednesday nights and teach this little dance thing for just literally from March to beginning of May, like, not much. And it's like, of course I said yes right away, but, like, I used to, like, commit to so much, and, like, it was so easy to commit, but now I, like, don't want to commit to anything.
Yes.
And so I kind of understand there's, I need to find that balance of, like, Olivia, it's okay to still, it's okay to get busy. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but then, like, a healthy busy.
I agree. So, I think a lot of people, like, I think I've heard other people say that too, of, like, since the pandemic, just literally everything shut down. And I think we realized, like, wow, our lives do not have to feel hectic all the time. Like, we don't have to go at that pace that we were all going at. And so I think a lot of people feel like that, just being more intentional with what they agree to and how they're going to use their time.
And it's hard to, like, give up your free time. It really is. Like, once you've had that free time and then somebody asks you to, like, take that up, it's like, oh my goodness, do I want to give that away?
Yes.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I think that, like I said, I've heard some other people say that too. Like, I think we're all kind of in this boat of, like, okay, what do I actually want to prioritize and give my time to? And then when do I really need to still, like, step back, have rest, have margin? And it's okay to say no, even if you are not otherwise obligated. Like, to something else. Like, you can be like, you know what, I don't have plans then, and I'm also gonna say no, I'm not coming to whatever. Like, that's okay.
Right. Yes. And that's okay too. Yeah. Well, I don't feel like mine's as deep, but I really, for some reason, I was not in, like, December of 2020 shoe. I was not like, yippee, woohoo, close to a new year, I'm so pumped. But then, like, as soon as Christmas ended and it was like we were nearing New Year's, I kind of started to get, like, really excited about the new year and feeling like, oh my gosh, this, I'm feeling like a new fresh start. And I really didn't feel like I felt that way until, like, when it was 2019, I kind of did get on that bandwagon with everybody else of like, woohoo, 2020, it's going to be a great year.
Yes.
And then COVID. And so I really don't feel like I was really excited about a new year until this year.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels good to, I guess, be open to what's to come in this year. And I think there's potential of like big changes and trying to be positive about that. And like, you know, in my calendar, but I wrote to myself, I was like, Olivia, these are the goals that I have for this year. But if they don't happen, it doesn't mean that God's not watching out for you. You know, he's still got your back. It's maybe just not right now. Because I do think I have put too much expectation on the year, which is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I'm just feeling, I guess, like a fresh start is how I should put it.
Nice. That is a good feeling.
It is. I just feel ready to kind of, get other things going. Like, I'm hoping we can get a house. I know we've said that for years, but it's got to happen at some point.
Yeah, why not 2023?
Right. So, I guess instead of being like, oh, I still got the same job, I still have this, I'm still in the same house, I'm, like, trying to, like, have a better outlook on it.
Mm-hmm. So. That's hard. And I think you're right. I think we went through a time of like, oh, this year's still not better. It's still not fixed. And it's like, okay, maybe we can finally, like you said, have a fresh start and
mm-hmm.
be excited for new things and changes. But also, I like what you said about it doesn't mean that God's not with you and he's not looking out for you if something doesn't happen this year that you're hoping for.
Right. Yes. That's what I'm trying to remind myself. Like, no matter what, because I can even look back at 2022, because in my head you think, oh, not much happened, whatever. But then you can see, like, even though maybe it didn't happen exactly how I wanted it to happen, doesn't mean that I still can't see God's hand on my life and his provision for it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we were able to buy a new vehicle and go on 2 family trips. And,
yeah.
You know, it was good.
Yeah, it was. That's why I love doing those photo books, is I'm like, you get to the end and you're like, what even happened? And then you actually look and you're like, oh, I forgot all of that was in this past 12 months. And there's a lot to be grateful for, even if it's not what we expected.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So with enjoying, I'm going to jump into that because it kind of goes with that. I have been enjoying getting my house in order. I know that sounds silly because it does stress me out, mm-hmm. but we've been working on our basement and it was like such a needed thing to get done. And it feels so good to get things organized and like just get rid of crap. So I've been enjoying that.
I love to get rid of stuff. It is such a good feeling.
It is. And
then you get to points, you're like, I think I've gotten rid of everything I don't need. And then somehow you still like come up with a pile of stuff. You're like, I don't need this anymore.
Yes, I don't need it. And I'm bad about like, if somebody spent money on it and they gave it to me, I'm like, somebody spent their own money on it. They thought of me. Like,
yes.
I feel bad, but I'm really not a Maria. What is her name? Maria
Kondo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really not her, but there is something that does make me feel better of not thanking the item. I'm not like that crazy, but just like
being grateful.
Yes. Being grateful for, oh, thank you for, you know, thanks God for having this person think about me during this time, or thinking about it and then giving it away.
And then it's done. Yeah. If you're not using it, someone else might be able to.
Right. It's like I can get one last appreciation out of it and then it's gone.
Yeah, I do remember one of my college roommates one time said thank you to her pillow before she threw it away, and I was like, oh, all right, I wouldn't have thought of that, but okay. I was like, I guess you have had it for a long time.
I have thanked items before.
My last one, what I'm enjoying recently is just little things preparing for Micah's wedding. Specifically, I'm not as involved in like, you know, wedding decor and stuff, but specifically like for her shower and for her bachelorette party.
Mm-hmm.
I told her too, I was like, I've really just been enjoying like just coming up with ideas for stuff and getting to like coordinate with other people and plan things and come up with like just different activities. Like there's, I don't know, there's a lot I do not miss about teaching, but, and I have no regrets. However, I have realized like I was using a lot of creativity in that job that I feel like I'm not using now. And so yeah. I just kind of forgot what it felt like to like have a project and a deadline and be like, I'm doing that, like I'm creating this thing for this group of people and it has to be done by this certain time. And it's just fun. Yeah. Like I've genuinely really enjoyed that. So it's fun, and it's fun to have things to look forward to. And I think it'll be exciting.
It is. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of why I did the YouTube channel again for me.
Yeah.
It's like I needed another creative outlet that maybe could end up going somewhere at some point in my life, you know? Because, yeah, you do it. I think it's important to have a place that you can have be creative and plan things, because I like doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been fun.
Yeah. That is fun.
Well, we we did it. And I think we've talked their ears off. The thing is, we used to do this like every other week. So I felt like we just had more to share, and that's okay.
I know. Well, that I feel like it shows that we need to do this, I guess, again sooner, because we had so much to talk about.
I know. I'm going to have to look and see how many episodes since you've been on, because I honestly don't remember. Like, at the same time, it feels like it was a long time ago, and it also seems like, it probably hasn't been that long, so I kind of want to look back and see, but...
I know, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but I think it's been longer than I think.
Right, same. Well, thanks for coming on, and I agree. We're gonna have to do it again soon. Yes,
thanks for having me back on.
Yes, and thanks everyone for listening, and if you would like to share your winter favorites, as always, we love the feedback. I just said I'm not on Instagram anymore, but I promise I will get back on to post the podcast things, and if you DM or comment, I'll see it. So thanks again for listening, and we hope you guys have a great day. Thank you again for listening to another episode of the podcast. If you want to give feedback on this topic, share other topics you want to hear about, or share what you're grateful for, you can follow the Instagram page, Morning by Morning Podcast. I would love to hear from you. Remember to find something to be grateful for today.